Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. John, good to have you back with me today.
It's good to be here, Pastor.
John Welch, lead pastor here at the church, and we work closely together and moving forward into what God has for the future. And we had a minister's meeting. I know if you don't listen to the podcast regularly, you might not get this, so that's why I say
it
every time.
Right.
We had a minister's meeting in conjunction with our Freedom Crusade.
Which was awesome,
it
by
was,
the way, Pastor.
Yeah, the whole thing was just
everything,
really great.
Everything, the night meetings, sessions were
it was wonderful.
Just fantastic. Yeah.
And so John got the bright idea that—
It was a God idea.
It was a God idea. Well, it's light, bright, so
yeah.
Okay. But that we'd have a question and answer session, one of our minister sessions. Well, we got so many questions that we decided to try to attack some of these on the podcast because we felt like they'd be beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
One of the questions that was asked was, how do you get better in ministry? Mm.
Good question.
You know, I have watched over the years, and I'm using this perspective, and you can jump in on this anywhere you want, John, but I have watched over the years ministers who rely strictly on their ministry gift.
Yeah.
To carry them through.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't mean this wrong, because if you don't have a gift, you shouldn't be in ministry in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's more to ministry than just having a ministry gift.
It's true.
If you're going to build something for the kingdom of God, there are lots of things that you have to input into your life, understand in your life, in order to be fruitful. And
true.
And just from a negative standpoint, I know one particular minister I knew for many years, and he did nothing to get better.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember one of his church members calling me, and at that time he had a pretty good sized church, and complaining, "Pastor, I don't know what to do. He's preached the same message three times this year.
Yeah.
Same message."
Yeah.
And what that told me was, you know, hey, you know, he's not trying to get better. He's not trying to do more. I'm going to mention this real quick, John. I'll jump back to this. Help me get back on track. But one of the things I notice that people who are not getting better, they have other things that they're trying to do to get better at.
Distracted.
That's absolutely.
Good word.
In other words, they're okay. They're preaching, or the church or whatever they're doing. It's okay. But then they get distracted by other things,
distracted.
And all of a sudden those things become as important, because I can do this with my hand tied behind my back.
Right.
Well, that won't last very long.
Right.
If you don't get better.
Yeah.
Number one, you've got to get better in ministry by your own spiritual life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can never be satisfied by where you are spiritually.
Right.
Well, you know, I pray, a little bit, and I seek the Lord, and yeah, but what are you doing in regard to that more than you did yesterday?
Yeah.
Or purer would be a better way to do it. Sometimes it's not a matter of time. It's just purity. You know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get closer to the Lord and be where I need to be?
Right.
The other thing that I noticed, too, about getting better in ministry is this. You quit using your faith.
This is really, really good.
You quit using your faith. The minute you quit exercising your faith towards something in the future, you're stagnant.
Yep.
Okay, you're not getting better.
Yeah.
You know, look, I'm happy for what God's done.
Yeah.
But I'm believing for more.
That's right.
And I've got specific things I'm believing for, and I'm looking toward and expecting God to do. And so your faith has always got to be on the line. There's always got to be a challenge to where you are for you to get better in ministry. The other thing obviously you've got to keep yourself in the Word of God.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't eat yesterday's manna.
Right. And being in the Word of God is not just studying for a message.
No, it's for God to speak to you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's easy to get caught in that trap.
Right.
The only time that you go spend time in the Word is to put together a message, and that will not sustain you.
I call it my walk with Jesus because I like to read the Gospels for that because it's Jesus, and I see Him, and I see what He did and what He says, and and then I obviously I study the other parts too, but I just get something walking with Him, you know, through
way.
The Gospel.
Yep.
But you've got to always be on on with the Word of God. Now, here's something else that you have to do too: is you have to be willing to be corrected by the Word of God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then you're gonna get in a little pattern, and you're gonna justify your life, and you're gonna justify where you are.
And it will be very comfortable.
It will be
very comfortable.
But that's not.
That's right.
That's not. My experience has been anytime I'm getting better in ministry is because I'm being challenged in ministry.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I used to hate it, but I've learned to live with it.
Right. In the beginning, you could be resistant and you can push back on it. But then the longer you're in it, you see the results
exactly.
of the challenge and being challenged and rising to that challenge.
Yeah.
And man, you kind of welcome them after a while.
Here's another. In order to get better in ministry, you got to be honest about where you are.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've seen so many ministers who are not honest with themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they look toward material things.
Yeah.
Or even I got a big church. Or,
you're right.
Well, I've got this going, or I've got this going. Yeah, that's fine. But be honest with your heart.
This is good.
There's got to be, you know there's more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you're not honest with yourself, then you'll stagnate right where you are, and then you'll start justifying your life.
Right, right.
And I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You know, another thing I would say there, Pastor, in order to get better in ministry, you've got to be around people who are better than you.
That was my next point.
You have to. You know, I've told this story many times about my story, my path, and then I found that I was a point about 15 years ago, 12, 15 years ago, that I was isolated. And
well, you can be in Wyoming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's pretty easy. Yeah, actually, the funny thing is, looking back, we God allowed us to do some incredible things in the church there.
Amazing.
It was awesome. And but the other reason that we went there, it was a setup. God was setting me up because in order to be there and to pastor that church, I had to develop some new relationships.
Yeah.
And it exposed me to some things that I actually, at the very beginning, Pastor, I pushed back on them.
Very uncomfortable.
I was like, I was like, no, this is
right.
This is way different than what I'm used to. It started the process of God working in me to get better in ministry.
Yeah.
So you have to be around people that are different than you.
And again, that goes back to honesty, too. Everybody needs help.
Yes, yeah.
I don't care where you are in ministry.
Yeah.
Okay? There's always something you can learn and grow and get better at or get better in ministry at. And I know a few years ago, a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was not happy with some things at the church, and I felt like we weren't reaching our potential.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I went out and I ordered a bunch of books.
Yeah,
and I ordered books from people I didn't know.
Right.
I ordered books from people who were in what we would call a different camp, than me.
Mm-hmm.
But reading those books stirred me up to do better.
Yeah.
And to get better.
Yeah.
And some of them I didn't listen. They weren't worth reading.
You know?
But some of
them,
man, they just, bam, this is it.
Here's a point I want to make here, Pastor Sam. How long were you in ministry at that point? How long have you been pastoring?
38 years.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? We want to be like Pastor when we grow up, because I want you to hear what he did. He could have sat back and he could have just kind of walked his life out, but he determined in his mind that he wanted to be better
after
all of those years. And that's one of the many things I've learned from Pastor Sam just over the years. He's always done that, always worked to be better. So
The way you get better and you do things better may change over the years.
Sure, yeah.
But the whole motive is still obviously the same. You want to get better. And again, what you said is so important. Is you've got to have relationships with people who are doing something and not to copy them, but you know, you can catch the spirit of something.
Right.
And you can catch the heart of something. And I've been around people who are doing something, but I never got connected with that. It wasn't what I felt like God was speaking to me, but you get around other people and you say,
Boom.
It's
a spark.
There's something here. And I'm not going to give my life to that person. I'm not going to be, quote, a disciple of that person.
Exactly.
But I am going to get better because of what they're communicating or what they're saying or whatever.
So
so it's very important.
And, you know, Pastor, when you're getting around those, you're not necessarily looking for methods.
No.
And that's not what you're looking for. Mm-mm. One of the things that I'm looking for and listening very closely is to how they think.
Sure.
I want to know how they think. And when I say think, it's not just a... That's just not a carnal process.
Cognitive process.
No, it's not it's not a cognitive process.
Yeah.
I want to know how they think like leaders.
Right.
And that's what I'm also looking for and listening for. Methods, you can find methods. You can find systems.
And a lot of times, I'll go back and I'll share this real quick, but I'll go back to the days of the Dr. Cho in our cell
Great
groups.
Great point, yeah.
You know, I had the privilege of being on his church growth board and spent time with him and his methods.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't work in America.
Right.
Because of the way it was set up.
Exactly.
But if you got around him.
Right.
And you picked up the heart of what he was trying to do.
That's it. It's the heart. When I say it's the heart behind it.
You got it.
Absolutely.
And so then you have to make that adjustment to where you are to move forward.
Yeah.
All right.
Really
our time's gone for today. Glad you were with us. Trust this helped you. Again, if you have questions, we're happy to answer them.
Yeah.
Or at least give it a shot.
We'll try.
And you can email those to wordoflifecenter.org, and we'll be happy to do what we can to hook up with you.
Absolutely.
Amen. God bless you. Till next time.
Have an incredible day.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.